This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Infrastructure's kind of been a running joke the past couple of years, right? And it may well keep on being that, depending on how those negotiations in Washington go or don't go. But the reality, away from all the politics, is that infrastructure is a big deal. It's a big deal for the built economy. It's a big deal for the care economy. And it's a big deal for race and justice in this economy. Infrastructure that actually works for people where they are. The other day, I talked to Christopher Tyson. He's the president and CEO of Build Baton Rouge, that city's public-private redevelopment partnership. And I talked to him about what communities need and how that ought to figure into what kinds of infrastructure those communities get.
We know the history of redevelopment authorities and other kind of large-scale government-led urban renewal plans in cities has been a disastrous one. Indeed, the problems that I wake up every day and try to design strategies out of are the ones that previous iterations of urban policy created. What that means is that we must have an equity focus. We must have an equity lens. We have to realize we need a robust and well-equipped public sector to partner with private investment, to partner with communities, and to partner with others to make sure that everyone is included in the future city.
So when you go around and you have these meetings, or you're talking to folks on the street when you're, you know, passing by or whatever, do they trust you, or are they justifiably jaded by experience?
Both.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll tell you, Kai, when I first encountered someone, when I took over this role and I told them that I was going to be taking over the city's redevelopment authority, the gentleman happened to be black, and I was meeting him through a mutual friend. He kind of reared back and said, "Should I be concerned?" And I said, "Absolutely." And what I meant by that is that I want the community to lean in. I want them to understand the policies and the politics and the finance and the aspects of what is happening in their communities, both how things became so blighted and so dysfunctional and how we fix that. And so anything we can do to heighten the awareness of our role and the tools that we have for everyday people, the better.
Is there a way you can see, and look, I know we've been talking about urban renewal in this country for a very long time, but is there a way you can see it getting anywhere without true public investment?
No, I worry that in the absence of a robust public role, that we will leave these issues of affordable housing, of infrastructure like mass transit and coordinating that with other development, that we will leave it to private investment, which obviously has to make a profit, which has to manage risk. And those risks can be steep. And so we can often design communities for condominiums and coffee houses as opposed to childcare centers and community health centers and fresh markets or grocery stores. And when you are trying to attract those needs that communities desperately want, there will be a financing gap, right? There will be considerable risk. And private investment is not going to swoop in to put a Head Start center in. A community needs childcare, and they need it on the transit line, and they need it adjacent to or in close proximity to quality affordable housing and park space and sidewalks, and I can go on. But in the absence of that overarching plan and vision, I have very little hope that you will see a change that actually benefits the people who live there.
Well, it occurs to me, actually, that what you're talking about isn't urban renewal so much and infrastructure only in the most, you know, theoretical sense. What you're really talking about is building a community around what the people who live in that community need.
Yes, absolutely. And when we think about organizations like mine, and again, I always say equity focused because this is not your grandfather's urban renewal, right?
Right.
this is a 21st century approach that is racially conscious, that is justice focused, that is rooted in history. And so that is what I see organizations like mine being able to do. And I think when you look around the country at organizations like ours, you'll see in the best cases that equity is being centered in the work.
Christopher Tyson is the president, also the CEO of Build Baton Rouge down in Louisiana. Mr. Tyson, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.